The Emerald Horizon, The Star and the Shamrock, Book 2. Written by Jean Granger. Narrated by Siobhan Waring. For My Family. Chapter 1. Berlin, 1944. Ariella Bannon strained to hear what was happening, her mouth suddenly dry. Men's voices came up through the floor, muffled but definitely there. Why were there men downstairs in the middle of the day? Herr Braun never got home from work at the Sturmabteilung's Berlin headquarters before 6, usually much later. Life at the official parliamentary wing of the Nazi Party was increasingly busy, and he was much in demand, according to his wife. Ariella was used to hearing him come back. It was the signal not to move for the next 12 hours. He was often loud, and she was used to hearing him shout at his wife from the moment he came through the door, so at least she always knew when he was there. Once he was in the house, she lay, barely breathing, never moving. Thankfully, and much to Ariella's relief, he was frequently called to the SA High Command in Munich, and it was as if the house could breathe when he was gone. The Brauns never had visitors. And Willy, the Braun's only son, was away at the front, proudly serving the Reich, so it couldn't be him. They'd had lodgers at one stage, but they'd both been called up to the services. She tried to check the time by looking through the gap between the end of the slats and the wall of the house and judging the level of light. It seemed bright, but it was hard to know what time it was. She tried to keep track of the days, marking each long sleep on the wall with a pencil that Frau Braun had provided. She smiled. Eric and Liesl would always count how far away things were in sleeps. 15 sleeps until a birthday, 5 sleeps until Grandpa's visit, at least before Peter's father died and left a big hole in their family. She'd been up in this attic for over 1,600 sleeps. It felt like forever. No conversation, no real communication, no news, no idea of what was happening in the world, nothing. Her interaction with Frau Braun was minimal. They didn't chat. Her saviour tapped the trapdoor when the coast was clear, and Ariella would lower a bucket on a rope, into which the other woman placed a small amount of food and bread, a little cheese sometimes, soup if it was very cold. Ariella pulled it up and then lowered another bucket, the one she used as a toilet. Frau Braun took the bucket and emptied it. Most days, no words were spoken. The water tank was the only other thing in the tiny attic, so she had access to water at least. She kept herself as clean as she could.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?